sportsman of any kind, fisherman, hunter, anything like that, you've all got the tale of the one that got away. You know, it's the, you might have a stringer full of fish, but the one that got away was bigger than any of them. The deer that you missed was the biggest one, whatever that case may be, the one that got away. If we read in John 12, Jesus would make a statement. This is after the entering, after he's entered into Jerusalem for the very last time. He goes on to make a statement there in 12, 32 and 33. He would say, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." By this he said, signifying what manner of death he should glorify God. The lifting up of Jesus was the true purpose that he came to this world. He came to die on the cross. He knew it. God knew it. And the devil knew it. The devil tried in so many different times and manners. He knew what God's plan was, or could have figured it out. He's not ill-advised here. He knew what was to happen, but he was going to try in any way that he could to foul up the plan, foul up what God's plan was. Try to alter the plan by killing Jesus in some other way. His first attempt, maybe, it might have been the devil tried to maybe use a harsh pre-birth trip to make this happen. We know the story. Caesar Augustus had made a decree that all the world should be taxed. And by the law, it was necessary for Mary and Joseph to make the long, hazardous trip back to Bethlehem, maybe in the hopes that it would cause the young mother to lose the baby in this harsh trip. The devil had maybe had that in his mind, but when the angels appeared to the shepherds as they watched the flocks by night near Bethlehem and announced, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy and shall be to all the people," the devil knew his plan had failed. Jesus had got away. Second time maybe that the devil had tried to kill him in some way or another would be in Luke, the fourth chapter. And in Luke 4, this was after the temptations that the devil had for him. He was back and he was preaching in his hometown of Nazareth there. And he read the scriptures there, and he actually told the people there that today the scripture is being fulfilled concerning his coming to the world and Christ. And as he's proclaiming it to him, he says, "This day the scriptures are fulfilled in your ears." And it says, many in the synagogue were filled with wrath. And they led him out to the brow of the hill of the city where they were going to cast him down. But it says, Jesus just passed through their midst. And the devil again would have had to say, he got away. Another time that he would probably try to alter the plan here would be in John the 8th chapter. This time by stoning. Jesus again had preached and had identified himself, and they had heard it, and even says to them, "Before Abraham was, I am." The chief priests knew exactly what that meant. They took up stones to cast at him, but Jesus himself went out of the temple. again, the devil would have looked and said, Jesus got away. Maybe that final time, the devil thought he had won when Jesus was crucified on the cross. And that Roman spear was thrust up into his side. Surely, the fact that Jesus was dead at this time, no one could say that he wasn't dead or he merely swooned away. The spear was thrust up in there. But when he arose from the dead early on that third day, and the guards at the tomb had reported to the chief priests that the tomb was empty, the devil knew he failed once again, and Jesus had gotten away. The Lord would have raised from the dead there, and we remember Paul as he tells us there in 1 Corinthians 15 that Jesus, he says, that Jesus was the firstborn of the dead and the risen Christ. And then in Revelation 1:18, what a beautiful passage of Scripture here, where he says, I am he that was dead, and now behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys to death and of Hades. The devil may have tried several times, but we just brought up four times here. There's many more, but in reality, from the beginning at the garden, the battle was on. But we just looked at three or four of them here, thinking that the devil may have thought that Jesus had got away, when in fact, it was right in God's plans every single time how this was to happen. We commemorate that this time around this table as we remember his death and his burial and resurrection, and remember the words that he said again there in John, the 12th chapter, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, that the devil was not victorious in any of these attempts, Lord, but you ran to the full completion of your plan, giving your life as a ransom for us. Raising up on that third day, we commemorate at this time here with these emblems that you have set before us, when you gathered your closest friends that night to commemorate this feast, to commemorate this supper unto us, remembering that your blood was poured out there on Calvary, and the fruit of the vine represents that. The bread that was broken that we break here, and thinking of your life that was so freely given on our behalf as well. To remember these emblems and then to remember your death, your burial, and resurrection. What a privilege it is to reflect upon that at this time, and what an honor it is to come and be seated here at this table. For your Son's name we pray.